For KBIA News, I'm Maureen Lewis Stump. Taxi or technology? That's the question facing the city of Columbia when categorizing Uber's ride-sharing service, which made its debut in Columbia on Thursday. Uber connects drivers and passengers through its smartphone application. The assistant city manager, Tony St. Romain, says when designing regulations for it, the city might have to create a new category of business operation because it does not fit in with taxi ordinances.
I think it's very much a case of our laws, our ordinances, our regulations not really being able to keep up with many of the rapid advances in ingenuity.
The city is crafting a temporary agreement for the city council to approve, which is expected to be heard on November 3rd. The Kirksville City Council has rejected the Kirksville Fire Department's Keybox initiative. The initiative would have required local businesses to provide the fire department with keys to their buildings for firefighters to investigate potentially dangerous situations. Mayor Glenn Moritz says he believes the initiative could improve response times, but businesses shouldn't be asked to give keys to the fire department.
They had a valid concern that, hey, we see some smoke in your building, you know, may or may not be a fire, you know, so we don't want to tear down your door or window just to investigate it.
Moritz added businesses should be able to provide keys to the fire department on a voluntary basis. A City of Columbia canine police dog died Thursday morning. Urich served as a dual-purpose canine officer for the Columbia Police Department, capable of narcotic searches and tracking and apprehension. John Gordon is the Associate Chief of the Operations Division of the Columbia Police Department. He says Urich suffered from a long-term illness.
It's a genetic condition. It's really rare. There's no test for it. You can't pretest the dog for it. It's just something that after time, it'll happen.
Urich loyally served the City of Columbia from June 2010 until he died Thursday with his handler, Sergeant Scott Hedrick, by his side. The Columbia Police Department says Urich will be sorely missed as they remember his loyal service and constant friendship. The MU Faculty Council met Thursday to discuss how faculty will be as part of a strategic operations plan in the future. The plan was developed by President Tim Wolf to help the University of Missouri system move forward. Wolf asked each university to create a strategic plan and how well they followed their plan would affect the UM system funding in the future. Craig Roberts is a professor of plant sciences and the chairman of the MU Faculty Council. Because the strategic operations plan was written when MU was under different leadership, Roberts says it's time for a change.
What Faculty Council is requesting is that the new chancellor look at our current strategic plan and do whatever it takes to make it his plan.
The strategic operations plans include many goals regarding students, such as improving retention rate, increasing the number of students who apply for study abroad, and making system campuses safer. The Board of Health gave the public an opportunity to share their views on the City Council's proposed changes to tobacco ordinances Thursday night. Chairperson of the board, Michael Sefcik, says the board found a new issue as a result of the audience's feedback.
If the state requires you to be at least 18 to buy e-cigarettes, and you can buy e-cigarettes with nicotine in them, then should those products be at the 21-year level too?
Sefcik says it is important for the board to review the current smoking ordinances before discussing the idea of increasing the age for purchasing tobacco products to 21. Truman State University will host a ribbon-cutting ceremony this Saturday to celebrate the opening of a new planetarium. The Dell and Norma Robeson Planetarium and Multimedia Center, located inside Truman State's Magruder Hall, is the only such facility in a nearly 100-mile radius of Kirksville. Charles Hunsaker, Director of Development at Truman State University, says it's a resource for more than just the students on campus.
It also provides an opportunity for people in Northeast Missouri to come when we do community shows, for example, or for the the elementary, middle school children in this part of the state.
A planetarium task force is currently working out how the facility should be used, who will have access, and how different events will be scheduled. Walmart donated $60,000 to the food bank for Central and Northeast Missouri after winning an online voting contest. The Fight Hunger Spark Change Challenge gave away $3 million to 50 food banks nationwide. Mark Elliott works at Calvary Chapel in Buffalo and helps run the church's food pantry. He says the church partnered with Ozark Food Harvest in the contest. It didn't place in the top 50, but he appreciates companies like Walmart who donate money to help those in need.
It's just invaluable. it's wonderful to me to see organizations, especially large entities like that, who see that they can use their resources and position to help give back to the country, give back to the community.
5 Missouri food banks entered Walmart's online voting contest, but only 2 placed in the top 50 spots. The Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri will use $15,000 to distribute between a food pantry in Rolla and another in Salisbury. The remaining $45,000 will provide general funding for the food bank in Columbia. Glasgow will have bus tours of historic locations throughout the town this Saturday as part of the 150th anniversary of the Civil War battle that took place there. The Battle of Glasgow began after Confederate General Sterling Price sent a group of troops to get supplies and ammunition from a Glasgow warehouse on their way to Kansas City. Historian and bus tour guide J.Y. Miller says that the aftermath of the battle made the situation even worse in Glasgow.
Guerrilla forces, principally those of a man named Bloody Bill Anderson, who was a rather notorious guerrilla, continued to attack citizens in and around Glasgow.
Glasgow's remembrance of the Civil War battle will continue throughout the weekend. For KBIA News, I'm Maureen Lewis-Stump.